India is set to make its latest foray into outer space when it launches its unmanned probe to Mars later today. The mission, named Mangalyaan, is intended to test India's space technology and see whether it's capable of interplanetary missions. It'll cost Indian taxpayers tens of millions of dollars, and some are asking why a country with so much poverty is spending those sums on space exploration. Michael Edwards reports from Delhi.
The final checks are underway at the Indian Space Program's Mission Control Centre in the southern state of Andhra Pradesh. The Mars Orbiter mission, called Mangalyaan, has cost around $100 million and engaged the brightest and the best of India's scientific and technical community. Assistant Director of the centre, V.S. Rao, says it's a long trip to Mars.
Actually, as far as the satellite is concerned, it has to travel for 270 days. So all systems, including the propellant system, should work on all these days till it reaches the Mars orbiter for experiments to conduct.
It's India's first unmanned mission to Mars, and it's aimed at developing the technologies required for a manned interplanetary mission. The satellite will carry several payloads of equipment that includes a Lyman alpha photometer, a methane sensor, and of course, a colour camera. The orbiter mission also has ambitious science goals, including a search for methane in the Martian atmosphere. The chemical is strongly tied to life. It's India's first major foray into space since the successful Chandrayaan mission that orbited the moon in 2008. Anita Sengupta, a NASA scientist, spoke to the BBC.
The Chandrayaan mission, for example, I mean, that was tremendously successful. It generated incredible scientific information about the planetary science of the moon that everyone views that as a really positive thing. So I think all of the activities that are going on in India with regards to the upcoming launch, with regards to the upcoming Mars mission, is great for space exploration in general.
The mission is also a showcase for India's engineering capabilities and an opportunity to put them in the running to work on space exploration projects across the globe. S.V. Cotwell is the head of Lawson & Torbro, a company that has played a significant role in the development of the program.
ISRO has got a huge plan for launching a large number of communication satellites, the surveying satellites and so on. So now you'll have a number of flights coming up. They have successfully demonstrated that they can launch satellites for other countries. And therefore, I believe companies like ourselves who have actually demonstrated a continuity in this whole field and have that kind of a long-term vision, I think this is the time where we will now start seeing the fruits of that.
But this enthusiasm isn't shared by all in the world's second largest country. 800 million Indians still live in what is considered by most standards as extreme poverty. Many can't see the value in spending huge sums on space exploration when so many are suffering on the ground. One of these people is Dr. Ranjana Kumari, a prominent social activist based in New Delhi.
Well, I certainly think where one third of population is still below poverty line and struggling, almost barely surviving. Certainly the priorities have to be more for the social program, for ensuring that everybody gets at least a shelter and 2 square meals a day. So that should be the priority in any case.
India's drive to explore space is also fueled by a sense of rivalry with China. Its next ambition is to put a man into orbit. Indian astronauts are tipped to be known as Vyomanauts, a term that derives from the Sanskrit word for the sky. This is Michael Edwards reporting from New Delhi for PM.
Vyomanauts, that joins astronauts and cosmonauts. There may be others that I don't know. Perhaps there's a different word for the Chinese ones as well.